It happened 3 years ago on a winter day in Burlington, North Dakota, when Chad Yale was 17 years old.
He was a stranger roaming right outside our trailer, and me and my dad decided to go outside to see if he'd been hurt or really what had totally happened. And I was the first one out the door, and really the last thing I remember is unplugging my car, and then there's an explosion.
Chad was burned over 80% of his body. He spent 9 months in the hospital, and doctors amputated his right arm. Chad and his family eventually reached a settlement with the railroad for an undisclosed amount of money. He's always been an avid baseball fan, especially of the Atlanta Braves. While he was recovering, friends arranged to visit with former Braves catcher Greg Olson, who was managing the Minneapolis Loons. When the Loons moved to Austin last year and became the Stars, Olson offered Chad the chance to buy part of the team. This year, he got the chance to buy even more, and at 20 years old, he's now the youngest majority owner of a professional sports team. Preparations are well underway at Austin's Markeson Park for the home opener. One of the busiest men at the ballpark is the Stars' manager, Kevin Graber. At 26, he's the youngest manager of a professional baseball team, and like Chad, he's faced his share of adversity.
I had lymphoma, cancer of the lymph nodes. Went through a year and a half of cancer treatments. 6 months of radiation, 3 months of, I'm sorry, 6 months of chemotherapy, 3 months of radiation. And boy, it was tough. And, you know, I wasn't in good shape. I thought I was done with baseball.
Graber recovered and went to Australia to play baseball because he couldn't get on a minor league team in this country. He returned and talked his way into a job as public relations director and second baseman for the Stars. He was tapped to be manager right before spring training when the former manager resigned. The Stars players know what their manager and owner have been through, and business manager Paul Pruitt says it inspires them.
People who go through an ordeal are often made stronger and better by it. I would say that both Chad and Kevin are guys that are really clear examples of that, because it's just been a stunning ordeal for both of them, having faced death. And yet to come away from it, such strong spirits and good spirits. Kevin cracks me up. I mean, I love the guy.
Kevin and Chad aren't the youngest guys in the Stars management team. Part owner Bo Jensen is 13. His dad bought him shares in the team because he loves baseball, and he thought Bo might learn some things about baseball. Bo says it's pretty cool to own part of a baseball team.
I mean, I've had kids come up to me that don't even know who I am, and they see my picture in the paper, or they see me on TV and, say, I hear you own this and stuff like that.
He's been to several of the team's management meetings, but he's not sure how much he's learning about business.
Sometimes I completely understand, and sometimes I just would as soon just get up and walk out. I don't think they got me lost sometimes. They talk words that I wouldn't even think about right. All the little details, and I just care about the baseball team.
While a lot of the business decisions may be left to more experienced investors like former and current Braves players Greg Olson, John Schmoltz, Tom Glavine, and Steve Avery, Graber says the team's youth may be its biggest asset.
It's fun. It's youthful. It's exuberance. It's enthusiasm. And I tell you, you can just see it on my face if this wasn't radio, that I'm just incredibly enthusiastic. It's great. It's great to be here.
And the Stars try to translate that enthusiasm to the crowd. Business manager Paul Pruitt, whose background is in theater, leads the crowd in dances and dreams up other ideas.
Well, we got live bands. We bring in bands from time to time, and on the field we do contests between innings. We got some classics that have been around a while, like the tire race, but we also do a dash for cash. It really is one of the things that I think makes us truly unique, because we're in a small enough venue where we can get personal with people.
And that venue is getting a lot of outside attention from national television and sports magazines. Brady Slater, sports editor for the Austin Daily Herald, says the attention and Chad Yale's deep pockets are good for Austin.
It gets people excited and makes them think that they have something, something worthwhile, something important. And baseball, what's more important than baseball?
I'm Brent Wolf, Minnesota Public Radio. Yeah.